This is Northwest News from 88.5 KPLU. The Seattle Sounders host the Colorado Rapids tomorrow night at CenturyLink Field. Sports commentator Art Teal is hoping they will do better against the worst team in the Western Conference than they did last weekend against the worst team in the Eastern Conference. Art tells KPLU's Kirsten Kendrick that the Sounders need to turn things around quickly.
Art, the Sounders started the season with a lot of expectations and excitement, but recently they've been on a slide and struggling.
It's really been kind of grim. The Sounders have lost four of their last five matches. I think they've scored one goal in that time. It's been a confluence of things. There's been three players called up to international duty for the CONCACAF Gold Cup, another international tournament that takes the top players in MLS. That's Clint Dempsey and Brad Evans went to the U.S. team, and Marco Papa went to the Guatemalan team. So those three are out of action in MLS. And then there's been two key injuries, Stefan Fry, the goalkeeper, and striker Obafemi Martins, both of whom have been out a while. Fry may be back Saturday, but it doesn't look good for Martins for a while yet. So when you talk about five starters being out of the lineup, it is going to cause a problem.
Well, then it becomes a question of depth. I remember you last year praising the Sounders for their depth, especially in the World Cup year as it was. Not really the case this year.
Yeah, they made some decisions about letting some players go, and they've got a roster of young guys coming up who I think are going to be fixtures on the Sounders for a number of years, including Christian Roldan of the University of Washington, a star Husky for a couple of years, signed with the Sounders, and now at 20 is a starter. Whether he should be there right now is probably an open question, but he is playing along with some other young guys, and while that's great for the future, it isn't so great right now in their rookie seasons. So Siggy Schmidt, the head coach, really does have to scramble to try to pull together a roster for each game. I think the depth problem reached its nadir last Saturday when they lost to the worst team in the East, the Chicago Fire, a 92nd minute goal after the Sounders looked like they were going to walk away with a draw. That was really an agonizing defeat. And then they're facing the worst team in the West Saturday in Colorado. So they really got to come away with 3 points here, or this will have been a full-fledged debacle.
Well, and there's a struggle for first place in the Western Conference.
It's almost a six-way tie. There's a three-way tie right now between the Sounders, the Whitecaps in Vancouver, and Dallas. And then just behind are L.A. and Portland, and Kansas City is not far behind either. So it's a real big scramble. The Sounders had an edge before this slump, and now they've really got to hustle.
But they do have two chances to upgrade their roster, right?
Right. There is a trade window open as well as an international transfer window. And the hated rivals, the LA Galaxy, have already made a couple of moves in that regard. They signed a premier English midfielder, Steven Gerrard. They also signed a star from the Mexican national team, Giovanni Dos Santos. Really two premier guys from international play, and it upgraded the roster significantly. So the Sounders may think they're not under pressure to make a trade or add a player, but they really are. They've got to win this weekend, and they've really got to pick it up from here on out if they hope to make a dent in the playoffs.
All right, Art, thanks.
My pleasure.
KPLU sports commentator Art Teal's website is Sports Press Northwest at sportspressnw.com, and he's a contributor to crosscut.com. You can download our weekly chats at kplu.org. I'm Kirsten Kendrick.